Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain. Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. Today's topic is about Inside Tracker. This is not something that is sponsored. We paid out of pocket for this service. And if you're wondering what this service is, it is basically, Jesse, you would probably be able to explain it better, but you get blood work done, a huge panel of blood work, and then they give you lots of results, data, recommendations based upon the blood work of things that you can do, how your inside health is doing, and areas that you can improve. So we're going to share the results and talk about our experience. This is our second time to do this and what we've learned and why we did it again. And some encouraging news, some not so encouraging news. And so many people have asked me about this on Instagram because I mentioned it briefly a few weeks ago when I was getting my blood work done. So I thought it would be fun for us to do a full episode talking about this. But before we get to that, last episode, I promised you that I was going to tell you about a book that I was reading that I ran out of time to tell you. And it is called Through the Eyes of a Lion, Facing Impossible Pain, Finding Incredible Power. It's by Levi Lesko. I kind of briefly heard of him online, but when I read the book by, now his name, Davey Blackburn, like his name was slipping my mind, that we had him on the podcast and I read his book and he mentions multiple times Levi Lesko and just what he had walked through with his daughter. And it was intriguing enough that I was like, I want to get this book. It has been so good. It is the story of them losing their daughter when she was quite young she had an asthma attack and they couldn't resuscitate her, and just all of the details around that. But yes, it's the story of that, but it's so much more than that. It's really powerful just talking about what it's like to walk through that loss, but then to feel God's presence in the midst of that and how that has challenged them and shaped their life and changed the way that they are approaching life. And it's a book that will make you laugh and make you cry. I am not fully finished with it, but I have been so deeply touched by it and would highly recommend it. And I'm hoping that I can get him on the podcast. We will see. I invited him on Instagram. We were messaging a little bit. And so we'll see if maybe that can happen. I'm not sure, but really, really powerful. So again, it's called Through the Eyes of a Lion, Facing Impossible Pain, Finding Incredible Power. And one of the cool things, Jesse, on the front of the book, if you see, okay, there's a lion eyes, and then this is their daughter. And she was actually, it was at a thing, and she has her face painted as a lion. And so her name is Lenya, and they called her Lenya Lion. And so they it's just a really powerful word picture that is woven all throughout the book. And I didn't even realize when I picked up the book and I'd been reading it. And then he mentioned something about the lady who took the photograph of her on the cover. And I was like, what? And then I looked, and I was like, oh, that's her on the cover. You probably would have picked that up immediately, but I'm not as detailed.
No, I was more enthralled with the lion photo.
So anyway. So
it's about his daughter in some way, shape, or form.
You were not listening to anything that I just said. Jesse was on his phone, and I have this theory that I constantly say, and that is when you're on your phone, if you're looking at your phone, I know he was researching and looking up what he was going to share about Inside Tracker. Am I correct? Did I get that right? You were looking up some of your stats. Were you looking at something completely different? Nothing to do with the podcast?
I was looking at my Goodreads.
Oh, because you're going to share. Okay. He was prepping for the podcast, y'all. you'll just have to go back when you edit the podcast and you will learn all about what this book is about.
Yeah, because I'll listen to it.
I love how you're like, oh, so it's something about the daughter. Jesse Thomas Payne. You know what? Jesse turned 44 this week. That is so old. And I really think that his cognitive function has possibly been affected because, you know, just in little ways. Also, it feels like you have had a whole new crop of physical ailments in this last week. So it's a good thing that I'm so much younger than you, because it's going to be a long time before I hit 44.
I'll let you know how it is.
Anyway, yes. So Jesse, while you were ignoring me, I got sidetracked there. Okay. When Jesse's on his phone, he cannot hear me. And I've said that over and over and over. And so he'll be looking at his phone and I'll be talking to him. And he's like, go on, I'm listening. And I'm like, no, if you're looking at your phone, you can't hear me. Maybe we need to have you read this next book that I have on my stack here that I wasn't going to talk about today, but maybe I need to talk about. It's called The Unplugged Hours, Cultivating a Life of Presence in a Digitally Connected World. Yes, that's been a really, really good book. I would highly recommend this to you, well, Jesse.
In my defense, you weren't talking to me. You were talking to the listeners. Audience. Yes.
You know, okay, go ahead. You can share about your book. I'm going to look something up on my phone right now.
That's fine.
Okay, you finished a book recently, which we all know that if you've been following the podcast, you know that that's a big deal. If you finish, that was not meant to be a jab. I was just stating a fact.
The intent wasn't a jab.
So you finished a book, which is exciting, because I saw you you were reading the other day and I was like, what are you reading? Because I did not recognize that book. It looked like a new book that something different than the last 6 months. Keep going.
It didn't take me 6 months to read the one I just finished. It took me about 6 months to finish the one before.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me find it now.
You had all that time.
And I was looking up the new one.
You had all that time.
Let's see. It was a book by John Lovell. Let's see. Let me look it up.
I mean, you read it for like 5 months. You should know what the title was. I didn't read it
for 5 months.
How many months? 4 months?
It wasn't that long.
4 and a half?
It's a really easy read.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This is the
3.5 months.
The Warrior Poet Way, A Guide to Living Free and Dying Well. By John Lovell.
So. Was this you prepping because you were turning 44?
For dying well.
Sorry, this is total aside, but last night we were sitting on the couch and Kirsten, she looks up and she goes, Mom, what's it? Mom, I think you're going to die soon.
No, no.
What's it? What'd she say exactly?
She said, Mom, when are my grandparents going to die?
Well, she started with that.
Yes.
I was going to say that because they listened to the podcast.
Well, sorry.
Okay. But then, and then it went to, Mom, I think you're going to die soon too, because your hair is turning gray.
Thankfully, she didn't turn around.
She'd be like, Dad, it's happening any day. You have no hair left. Okay, go ahead. Tell us about this book.
It's a memoir from John Lovell. He was an Army Ranger, served in Iraq, but using the lessons that he learned in the Army to apply to fatherhood, being a good husband, how to lead well, prepare your family. And
what is warrior poet? Explain that. What does that mean?
The concept of a warrior poet is somebody that can fight to defend his family, fight to defend those things that he believes in, but also has another side to him that is loving and teaching, and it's kind of the complete man in a way.
So it's meant to be sort of an oxymoron, like your like slow productivity, like that book that I talked about. Okay. So what did you learn from it?
Learn that I need to be able to prepare better.
Prepare.
And well, just have things on hand to prepare. It's not like in a prepper way, but we had gone through this with COVID with, we should have toilet paper on hand, things like that, you know, just in case, you know, something happens, just to plan a little bit better than I've done in the past. So,
I was more leaning into the poet part. I was wondering about that, but
no,
you're good. You're all good.
Yeah, I'm all good.
You didn't really learn anything from that section because you're just perfect. Yes. Okay.
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
Alrighty. Well, I'm so glad that you finished a book, and we will look forward to your next book update in 6 months.
Yeah. Well, this book that I'm reading right now is really interesting. So.
And that is is that a fiction book?
No, nonfiction
book.
Yeah. I'm also reading a fiction book on the side too. But the book that I'm reading right now is by a guy named Drago. I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, but he was a Navy SEAL but was born and raised in Poland. And so he's going and right now he's talking about his childhood and history and being raised in a communist and socialistic Poland.
What's the name of the book?
It's called The Pledge to America, One Man's Journey from Political Prisoner to U.S. Navy SEAL. Hmm.
And so is it a book that is, you said it's not a real hard read. Does it read like a fiction book or no?
It doesn't read like a fiction book, but it's not a hard read.
Okay.
Definitely not like the book that I had read at first with the...
It's not some real philosophical sort of thing.
No, it's not. But he does talk about, like, you know, where the rubber meets the road where it comes to living under socialism.
Okay.
And it's very eye-opening.
I don't really know how to segue from that to Inside Tracker, but I have nothing. So we'll just go to Inside Tracker. So explain, you were the one that first heard about this, and explain why you decided to, you actually gave it to me as a Christmas gift, which I think some people might think is really weird, but I was super, super excited about this. So tell us a little bit about the backstory on it.
Well, backstory, I think we heard it in the Rich Froning podcast a long time ago. They were doing it and thought, you know what, something like that would be really cool to do. Just being able to know your numbers, your lab numbers, and figuring out, okay, where are you at physically in that moment in time? Because a lab test is basically a snapshot of where you are that day. But just in general, things that you need to work on to get healthier, and just to see what you are doing is working. And also I like the fact that they, you know, give you recommendations, give you a plan, to kind of up the numbers that are low and to continue to, have good numbers that are optimized. And it's supposed to track well with your, any wearable that you may have, whether it be your Oura Ring or Garmin or Apple Health, it integrates with that. So it updates your statistics daily in order to follow that plan to see if you're actually doing what they recommend.
And back whenever we first did it, but I mean, that sounds like it was a long time ago, but it was just 2 years ago. I don't really think there were many other similar things on the market, but now I was just searching to see if there were some alternatives, and there are, there are quite a few different ones that people recommend. I saw Life Force was one that was recommended a lot. And so I think, you know, we're not saying necessarily it needs to be Inside Tracker. We're just sharing our experience with Inside Tracker. There are different options out there. And there are also different levels for Inside Tracker. So you can choose to have very in-depth analysis done. I believe that they have a home kit type of thing.
I think so, yeah, where you can have your blood drawn at home. Somebody can come and draw it for you, or you can go someplace and they will draw your blood.
And then I see that they have, this could be not completely accurate, but a DNA kit, an immunity testing, a home kit, and then they have the full panel, which I believe is what we got, the full panel. And so that includes getting the blood test done. Mm-hmm. So they set it up with a local
phlebotomist.
Mm-hmm. And then it says over 20 biomarkers tested. And so
they also, for women, do hormone testing. They just added that within the last year. And then they also have an inner age that they can test. Mm-hmm. So they can, based on your results, they can figure out what you were. If you're physiologically the same age as you are biologically.
Well, and one of the things, if you were to go, let's say, to a functional medicine doctor or some type of doctor that would be a little bit more holistic than a traditional MD who is going to be looking at your health in a holistic manner, just to pay to go and then to get probably all the blood work done and everything, it would be probably significantly more than what you would pay for this test. And obviously with this test, you're just getting some basic, you're getting all of the markers, all of the data, and you're getting some basic health suggestions of,
right.
And we'll get into that. But I think it's a good starting point. Mm-hmm. If you are just wanting to know, how am I doing health-wise? It's a great starting point. And then you can kind of pick out, maybe there are some big red flags that come up on it that you'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, I actually probably need to go in and get more testing, get more hands-on help in this particular area. So I just feel like it's expensive, but if you can pair it to, if you were to go in and get a bunch of blood work done and get feedback and all of that, I'm not saying don't go to functional medicine doctors or anything of that. I'm just saying for people who are on a budget but are also wanting to really have a good idea of where they are health-wise, this might be a great kind of starting point for that, because I've heard from so many people who've spent thousands and thousands of dollars going to lots of different doctors only to just get maybe information that wasn't that helpful to them or something. So I think mm-hmm. this is a great starting place. When we initially did it, it was in the beginning of 2023 was the first time that we did it. Because like I said, you gave it to me as a gift for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the phlebotomist came to our house. One of the things is, as with many tests, you have to fast for 12 hours before they recommend that you don't, don't do hardcore exercise the day before. They have a couple of other different things that they say don't do, just mm-hmm. so that you can get a really good read of what basically your baseline would be. So she came to our house and it was 6 vials of blood. And the results from that, for me, the big thing was my cortisol levels were mm-hmm. like dangerously elevated. And that was not something, you know, you hear the word cortisol, but I had never really thought about that because I always have felt like, oh, I'm a pretty even keel person. Mm-hmm. I don't get real stressed about things and all of that. And to recognize, oh, wow, I think that I'm carrying around a lot of maybe anxiety or stress or something that I don't even realize is there. And yes, there's been a lot in the last few years mm-hmm. and with little children and not sleeping through the night and nursing and pregnancy and all of that, like it had just really taken a toll on my body and it was showing up in my cortisol. And so as a result of that, I made some major changes. Mm-hmm. One of those big changes, I mean, I've talked about it a lot on the podcast, but not necessarily always connecting it back to that test, but sunlight, because I did a lot of research. Okay, what are some things that can really help with your cortisol? Obviously lowering your workload, getting more sleep, things like that. But in some senses, you know, we have 6 children with a wide age range and we have a child who has significant disabilities and I run a full-time business. And so there are some things that you can't necessarily just cut back on. And with little children who aren't the greatest sleepers always, you know, it is, especially with 3 little ones, they, right. you know, the thing is that Kirsten's been pretty consistent as of this year, but last year she was still waking up a lot and, you know, she would sleep through the night sometimes and not. But when you have 3, it's like somebody's always waking up in the night, basically. Mm-hmm. And the few nights that one of them didn't wake up, it'd be like a teenager would need something in the middle of the night. And so,
or keep you up till all hours of the night talking.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that there's just that, the reality.
Which is a good thing.
I'm so grateful, you know, so grateful to have the opportunity to stay up really late with a teenager or get up early with a child, get up in the middle of the night, all of that. But that's the reality. And so saying, okay, what can I do? I can't necessarily change some parts of my circumstances, but I can make some changes. So what are those? And so for me, that was really committing to get outdoors and be in the sun, because that's something that's supposed to just really help you holistically, but it can really help to lower your cortisol. I also started walking and just really increasing my walking and my not hardcore exercise, but just overall activity throughout the day. And then also did really try to start prioritizing sleep more. And since then, I've done a pretty good job. I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. there were so many times where I would stay up till midnight, one, two mm-hmm. in the morning. Like, that was not uncommon. But I have slowly, over the last year and a half, worked really hard on moving my bedtime. And like last night, I went to bed at 9:17. I know, because of my Oura ring, like I fell asleep at 9:17. That's early for me, but it's
not really early for you.
It's not uncommon though that I am going to bed by 10:30, 10:45, 11, 11:15, which is so much better than midnight, one or two, you know. Mm-hmm. And we talked about in the Oura ring episode how that has also impacted me, just being able to track the things. So changing those areas of my life, trying to just be more cognizant of the fact that I have a lot of outside stressors on my body right now. And so what can I do to work on really internally lowering my cortisol?
So I've never really been somebody who is interested in birds until I had kids. Right now, my 4-year-old and 2-year-old are really into birds. We go on a walk every day and they're always looking for that bird and that bird. Oh, mom, look, there's a red bird and there's a blue bird. And I'm telling them about the birds and we're listening to their different songs and learning the different bird calls. And it's just been so much fun. Well, a way that we are taking it to the next level is with the Feather Snap Scout Smart Bird Feeder. This is such a cool gadget. It offers a brand new way to connect with nature and learn more about birds right in your own backyard. It's got a high resolution camera that connects to an app so you can check out a live stream from your feeder, take photos and videos of birds that visit. And this is the best part for me as someone who still has a lot to learn about birds. You can ID the species using expert trained AI. You can even earn badges along the way, and you can learn fun facts about hundreds of different species of birds. For example, did you know that American crows can recognize and remember people's faces and even teach their young who's a friend and who's a foe? I thought that was pretty cool. The Feather Snap Feeder is entertaining, it's educational, and it's just plain fun for the whole family. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart, and I feel like I need to preface what I'm going to say with this. I'm a huge advocate of breastfeeding. Anyone who knows me well knows that nursing is something I believe in, and all 5 of our biological children were breastfed until they were 19 to 23 months old. However, we also have fostered and adopted, and I've been so grateful for formula companies in those situations. I'm also grateful for formula companies because our last 2 biological children, I really struggled with my supply and did all the things, spent so much time and effort, and just was never able to produce enough for them to be able to gain weight and not be hungry. And so I was so grateful for companies like ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy to digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. They're made with certified clean ingredients. It has no soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code CRYSTAL for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. So go to byheart.com/podcast and use CRYSTAL to get your welcome offer. When you think of summer, do you think of grilling out? I know I do. That smell of burgers on the grill, that sound of the sizzling, and that taste when you just bite into the perfect brat or burger. And you know what you need? You gotta have a bun. And for some people who maybe you're watching what you're eating, you're like, have you looked at the ingredients in those buns? I'm just gonna eat it plain. But that's no fun. Well, Hero Bread is here to be a hero because they reinvented the bread and buns that make summer great. Fluffy, delicious flavor and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I looked at the package because I ordered some to try before I did this ad. Y'all, I could not believe what I read. And it tasted quite good. One of my favorite ways was to toast the bread and then put some Laughing Cow cheese on it so that you're still not having a lot of fat, and then sprinkle it with some Truvia and cinnamon. So good and packs nutritional punch. The texture is just like regular bread, very soft and fluffy. And the best part about it is that it packs a nutritional punch. 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. So you don't have to stop eating bread or not have a bun on that juicy hot dog or your BLT sandwich or that sizzling burger. Keep the carbs out of summer without compromising flavor with Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use code Crystal at checkout. So that's Crystal at HERO.CO. Hero.co to get 10% off. Use coupon code Crystal.
Also, with how I eat, I've made some changes there, eating a lot less sugar, eating a lot more protein. And those things aren't necessarily for your cortisol, but they just help me overall to feel better. And so that was my big takeaway from the last Inside Tracker. For you, when you did the first Inside Tracker, what was your, was there a big takeaway for you?
Not that I remember. I do think that the cortisol was a huge level. Because I was trying to make some certain changes as far as with my exercises and all, and wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. And a lot of that was a result of the cortisol. And I think that the changes that we made focusing, I mean, one thing that I remembered was how effective more sleep would be all across the board to whatever the results were that I got last time. And one thing I noticed that this time, that wasn't listed as a recommendation to get more sleep. So I was really encouraged by that.
And so then we did it again, took the test again. It was a little over a year later. You gave it to me for Christmas again, but it just took us a while to get around to getting the test scheduled. I also wanted to, I weaned Micah early in this year and I wanted to wait a bit because they said that it takes a while for your body to kind of level out after you've been nursing, especially nursing and pregnant for 4.5 years. And so that was good because I felt like I got my body to kind of be at a more stable, leveled out space. So we did it again. And this time went in, didn't have the phlebotomist come to our house, just went into the place, another 6 vials of blood. And I was really curious because the cool thing is once you have all of the markers from the last time, then they're going to compare it to last time. And the goal is that you will have made a lot of progress because you've made changes. How was it? How were your results for you, Jesse?
They were different. A couple of things were the same as far as... some of the cholesterol levels were the same, but overall it was, I think it was better. There's still some things I needed to work on. When you get the results, they don't just have, whenever you go and get results from your doctor's office, all they do is show a range of, you know, what is good, what is bad. And, you know, this is the normal range. Well, they go one step further and they have the normal range, but then they also have within the normal range, they have an optimized range. And so that is denoted by kind of a green marker. Then you've got the yellow. Yellow is normal. And then red is outside of the normal range. So I had a couple things that were outside the normal range that I'm going to be working on.
The other thing is then in their app, they give you very specific recommendations. And I haven't done this, but it looks like you can check in and track your progress. So every day in the app, you can actually...
Yes. And you can also have it automated through your to have the app connected to your wearable app on your phone.
Or does it connect to an Oura Ring?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we need to do that. I did not know that.
And if you had been listening to what I was saying earlier,
well, I heard you say wearables, but I didn't know.
I did also say the Oura Ring, but you weren't listening to me. This is such a big problem that we're having a lot lately.
Okay. I was pulling up the thing, I think. I heard you say the wearables, but I actually didn't know that. So this is, I'm learning from this. Fact,
it's pretty easy to do.
Okay.
From the page that you're at.
Yours, it said for you that you needed to incorporate more olive oil. You need to include high intensity workouts.
Did you log into mine?
No, you sent this to me. Oh, start taking a vitamin D supplement. Increase your cardio intensity. Eat a probiotic food today. So that's pretty urgent. It didn't say every day. It said today.
Oh.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Continue to get sunshine and progress your resistance training or progress your resistance training. I'm thinking it's progress your resistance training. Like you need to increase it. Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
So it was interesting because they had high intensity workouts, cardio intensity, and resistance training. Like mm-hmm. three of your things were that. And then you had take a vitamin D supplement and continue to get sunshine. So like, I feel like the results from yours were pretty obvious that the things that they were recommending were more workout, more sunshine. Like basically you needed more vitamin D, more. And so it was interesting just to see the difference between yours and mine. So mine, when it came back for the second time, very encouraged because my cortisol was in the green zone. Like that was, it was not even just normal. It was good. Mm-hmm. And
optimized.
Yes. Optimized. So that was super encouraging to me because also it can impact like the time that the test is done and how you're feeling and all of that can also elevate some of those things. And so that's why they encourage you, you know, the day before to kind of lay low and stuff. So it doesn't, but I happen to know that day there was a bunch of stuff going on and it wasn't like, oh, I just like laid around for a day
and were stressed about the fasting part because it was really pushing you to fast. You don't like to fast.
I had to fast. I couldn't eat until my thing was at 10:45. So I had to not eat for 12 hours. And it's weird. I think some of it is also when you're not supposed to do something, then you think, you know, you want it more. But I used to skip meals all the time. I think because of being pregnant and nursing, I don't skip meals. Like
I always eat
within the first 2 hours. It's very rare that I don't eat something within the first two hours.
You're only supposed to be drinking water and no tea, no Zevia, nothing.
The things that I like to drink. So it was, I was just like, I am so hungry. So I was stressed about being hungry to go.
So I would think your cortisol levels would have been elevated.
So anyway, they were great. But the big thing that came from this was that I am anemic, which I have always struggled with kind of having low hemoglobin. We don't get it checked regularly except for when I'm pregnant. And so I just knew I was probably always on the low side, but it was quite low. I mean, I've been really low before, so it's not like that level, but it was quite low for just not having any other reasons, you know, it's not pregnancy induced or something like that. And so that was really important to know and also really helpful to know because I have been feeling tired and worn down and just some of the things that I usually feel whenever I'm pregnant and I'm anemic. And I just hadn't connected the dots that was what I was feeling. And so for me, basically my things were related to, I need to get more sleep. What are you doing over there?
I'm looking at inside tracker. Yes.
Okay. My things were food related, which this was very interesting. Bump up your bean intake. And I believe that was related to, Jesse, can you look on there and make sure?
Yeah.
But I believe that was related to my iron.
I'm going to log into yours.
Take an iron supplement. Try a new type of nut this week. Eat more lean red meat. Opt for lean cuts of red meat. Get more sleep. try out a different type of dairy, keep taking your magnesium supplement, and choose whole grains. So it's just interesting to me that there was nothing on my list that was related to exercise and, you know, vitamin D. Like, my list was completely different than yours, Jesse, but also that pretty much everything on my list was related to food. And so I thought that that was interesting because I feel like I eat fairly healthfully, but since getting these results back, I've been really trying to eat red meat every single day. And I realize, oh, I do not eat a lot of red meat. I mean, it might sometimes be a few weeks between when I eat red meat. When I'm pregnant, I always prioritize eating red meat because of being anemic. And so I've just kind of had to get back into that mindset of, and I know because I've had severe anemia in my pregnancy, and I know that red meat is something that I've tried all the different natural supplements and all those things. And the big thing that works for me is red meat. And so, anyway, it was interesting to recognize, oh, I am not, like, I eat a lot of chicken. I eat pork. I eat some turkey. I'll eat salmon, but I don't really eat
one thing. I thought it was interesting in looking at yours. Next to the recommendations in the action plan, they give a number. They assign a number to that.
Like the importance?
The importance of that. Okay. And it's from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. How will it impact your results? The beans is a 10. The iron supplements are 9.1. Nuts, 8.9. Lean red meats, 8.2. Eat more lean red meat. Opt for lean cuts of lean red meat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like,
are both 8.2. Sleep is 8. It tells me that it's you're doing a lot better there. Try out a different type of dairy, 6.9.
And I was wondering what they're meaning by that. Do they give more details on that? Because that was when I had meant to ask you. Jesse's the one that reads all the results. So do they give? And also, I was wondering on the beans.
Like plain yogurt.
So not just, were they saying like, don't just have cheese and
yeah,
or something like have dairy, but have different types of dairy.
Right.
Okay. I was wondering if they were saying like oat milk or soy dairy or something, you know what I mean?
But that's not dairy.
I know, but that's what I was just trying to figure out. Like, what are we referring to on this? Okay. So the other question I have is on the bean intake. Uh-huh. Why is that because of iron or is that because of something else?
Yes, it is because of hemoglobin and ferritin.
Okay. So I will be working on that too, because I didn't know that that was the number one recommendation. And it
said, as far as what is, it says bump up your bean intake.
Oh, so I see. So
4 days per week.
So you sent me this list, and I'm assuming that this list is actually in order of what was most important.
Correct.
Okay. So that's good. Good to know.
Yeah. Cause you're not seeing the numbers that are associated with it or what it will affect. That's in your app that you can log into.
Okay. Well, anyway, hopefully this gives you guys an idea of Inside Tracker. I thought it would be interesting for those many people that ask me on Instagram. Oh, that sounded bad. You know what? It's like hundreds of people have asked me about. Well, actually, there were a lot of people who asked me to share more details. So this is for you all. And I'd love to know if you have tried Inside Tracker or if you tried some of the alternative different programs out there, and how it's worked for you. If there's one that you would recommend more than Inside Tracker, I'd love to know that. I think once you've started on one program, it's kind of hard to switch because you want to be able to compare the data and they kind of do it all for you. Mm-hmm. Which is, if you switch over to another one, you're not going to have like the same.
Yes, but I was able to go through and add all the lab results from when I had my primary care doctor doing the labs. I uploaded those in there so that historical data is there to compare once the results come in as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's helpful to know. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you. Any additional questions that you have or any experience that you have or any thoughts on ways to increase your iron, send them my way, because clearly that's something that I need to work on. And it's just interesting now that I recognize that that's what I've been feeling when I'm feeling these different things. And it's like, oh, okay. I need to work on this because I want to have more energy. And also it's just not healthy for your body. Mm-hmm. If you're running anemic, like that's not good for your internal health. But speaking of internal health, we do have to say that they give you a number of what your internal age is. And my big goal with taking this was that my number would be younger than Jesse's. Jesse, what was your internal age number?
We don't need to talk about that.
How many years older were you than me internally?
More.
Was it 8?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's more. All of a sudden he forgot. Yeah. It was a significant amount.
Yes.
He is 1 year and 2.5 weeks older than me. And
depends on how you look at it.
Technically, if in age wise he's that, but apparently his internal age is
I wasn't talking
significantly about older. So no, but I think I'm motivated because actually my internal age was a little bit older than I actually am, and it said basically you need to be getting more sleep and that will really help your internal mm-hmm. age. And so that really motivated me to be like, oh, the lack of sleep and me not prioritizing it as much as I should be mm-hmm. is actually breaking down my body. And so,
but does your Oura Ring also give you an internal age? Because my Garmin does. Mm-hmm. And my internal age was actually a year younger than what, or a year or two younger than what I actually am.
It gives me a cardiovascular age and it says it's on par with my age. So that's based
on... So I'm actually better than yours. Okay. That makes me feel better.
Oh my goodness. You're not wearing an Oura Ring. So we're comparing apples to oranges. So that's
But those are both fruits. So
probably if I wore the Garmin ring, I would be 7 to 8 years younger than I actually am. So
I wonder if they're going to come out with
the Garmin ring. Garmin watch. Anyway, so that was just, it was just interesting. Yeah. And we learned a lot from it and we're making changes based upon it. And we will report back in another year or a year and 5 months whenever we do it again, hopefully, and have better scores. Mm-hmm. As always, if you have any feedback, any questions, any thoughts, any constructive criticism, any advice, we will take it all. You can email crystal@moneysavingmom.com. I hope you have a great week and we will see you back next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.